Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He said in 1 Samuel 2:30, the last part of the verse here, he said, "For them that honor me, I will honor. And they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed." These individuals in this chapter described, they had despised the Lord and they had lost their right to the priesthood and to the ministry. He said he would honor not those that despised him, but he'd honor those that honored him. Well, that's only reasonable, isn't it? Amen. And those that despised him, though, they would be lightly esteemed, which is a definition of despising. Say that out loud with me, if you would, a few times, that last phrase there. Them that honor me, I will honor. And they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Let's say it again. Them that honor me, I will honor. And they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. The word honor basically means value, to value. It literally means heavy, and harkens back to the day when you didn't pay for things with credit cards or paper. You paid for it with heavy metals, silver, gold. And if something was really expensive, then you had to put a lot of gold on that side of the scale to balance and pay the price. So it was weighty, meant it was very precious, very valuable. And so to honor God means that you count Him and His things very valuable, very important to you, very precious to you. And despise is the exact opposite of that. It's the opposite of valuing. To despise something means to count of little worth or to treat as nothing. And so it's the opposite of valuing. Sometimes people hear the word despise in modern usage and they think of detesting something, but really you can just ignore something and that's despising it. You're treating it like it's nothing, like it's insignificant, trivial. Well, if you treat the Lord and His things like they are insignificant and unimportant and trivial, you and your things will be treated as unimportant and insignificant and trivial. Those that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. But if you honor him, tell me what he said he would do. If you honor him, he will honor you. And like we've said it before, if you make it when other people don't, it was the Lord honoring you. I mean, if other people lose their stuff and you not only don't lose yours, but you pay it off and you're in better shape than you were, it's not because you're prettier and smarter than everybody else. The Lord was gracious to you and He honored you. And if He was able to honor you, it was because to some degree you honored Him. You put Him first and you put His things first and His ways first. And so do we want the Lord to honor us? Are we desirous of this? You certainly should be. And if you learn how to honor Him more, it's going to be a result of Him honoring you, blessing you, promoting you, helping you, keeping you. He honors those that honor Him. Go with me to 2 Timothy, please. 2 Timothy, the second chapter. Now, we have covered a lot of ground, as we said. We're getting into a little bit different area here. It all goes together. But in 2 Timothy 2 and 19, 2 Timothy 2 and 19, it says, "The foundation of God stands sure, having this seal, the Lord knows them that are His." He does. There are those that are His in every country, in every culture, in every denomination, in every group. Every denomination, every group you want to mention has people that know the Lord and love the Lord, and people that have never even been born again, don't know God at all.
That's right.
Just religious. That's basically every church, every group you want to talk about. And so we got brothers and sisters all over the place. In all different groups. And the Lord knows them that are His. And let everyone that names the name of Christ, if you call on Him and you call yourself His and a Christian, a Christian, let them depart from iniquity. Iniquity has to do with that which is unrighteous or not right. We might say today, depart from all wrong, everything that's wrong. Verse 20, he said, but in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. Verse 21, if a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, that's cleansed and set apart, and meet, that's fit and able and capable for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. How many would like that to be you, a vessel unto honor, meet for the master's use? Listen to other translations of this. The NAS says, if anyone cleanses himself from these things, he will be a vessel for honor. The Complete Jewish Bible, if a person keeps himself free of defilement by the latter, he will be a vessel set aside for honorable use by the master of the house and ready for every kind of good work. Said out loud, vessels,
vessels.
Unto honor.
Unto honor.
Vessels.
For honor.
Now certainly it's the will of God that you and I, that all of us, be not vessels to dishonor, but vessels unto honor. He uses the description of a great house, which we might call a mansion or a palace. And he said, in that great house, there are many different vessels. Now, he's talking about containers. And some of the containers are used for noble, honorable purposes, and others are used for ignoble, shameful purposes. We're well aware of this. In your place, in your house, you got cups and containers that you only use on certain special occasions, perhaps. And then you got others that dig out a ditch with, or you got containers that hold your drinking water, and then you got containers that hold your garbage. Well, you don't use the ones that you use, the same ones you use for your garbage, for your banquet, your dinner party. I hope. Well, you are a vessel. I am a vessel. We are containers. There are things in us, and things can come through us, just like a cup can hold something, and can something in that cup can be poured out to someone or for a purpose. And so he's talking about vessels that are used for honorable purposes versus vessels that are full of unclean things and defiled. Do we have a responsibility in being a vessel unto honor?
Yes.
What did he tell us we must do? Look at it if you would. Put it back up there in verse 20. Well, excuse me, 21 is right. If a man will do what?
Purge
himself. Who's going to do it? Not get beg God to do it for you?
No.
Come get somebody to pray for you and get them to do it for you?
No.
This is something only you can do. There is a cleansing that no one can do, only the blood can do. But then there's a cleansing that God will not do for you, only you can do for yourself. And it has to do with separation. Everybody say separation.
Separation.
If a man will purge himself from these, he'll be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use. Go with me to 2 Corinthians, please, the 6th chapter. 2 Corinthians, chapter 6. Do we desire to be vessels unto honor, used for holy and clean purposes, good things? 2 Corinthians, chapter 6. He said down in verse 14, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? What's the answer to that question? What do they have in common? They don't. And what communion has light with darkness? What's the answer? None. They have no agreement. They have nothing in common. They have nothing to fellowship around. And what concord has Christ with Belial? Belial's a name for the devil. Well, certainly. What does the master and the devil have in common and have to fellowship around? Nothing. And what part has he that believeth with an infidel? A believer with an unbeliever? None. What agreement has the temple of God with idols? None. For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I'll dwell in them and walk in them. I'll be their God and they'll be my people. And the finest, most amazing structure in the earth is not, can never be, the temple of God, the house of God. You are the house of God. We are the temple of God. He lives not in buildings made with hands. He lives in us. He's in us. You are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I'll dwell in them and walk in them. I'll be their God and they shall be my people. Verse 17. Wherefore, in other words, seeing that we are the temple of God and our holy God is in us, come out from among them. Them what? Come out from, well, you have to back up into the verse. Them idols and infidel and Belial and darkness and unrighteousness and unbeliever. Come out from them and be ye separate, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Said out loud, come out from among them and be ye separate and touch not the unclean.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 7th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me